So how well do you know your neighbor? A new study commissioned by State Farm finds most of us are pretty good neighbors, 83% willing to help out a neighbor in need. But then again, 60% of us have complaints about our neighbors. For more, we're joined live now by sociologist Keith Hampton. Mr. Hampton, only 25% of us know most of our neighbors' names. 8% of Americans don't know any of them. Are we getting more or less social when it comes to personal interaction?
Well, it's a great question. Certainly, the historical data suggests that over the last 30 to 50 years, neighboring in America has declined, although this study certainly provides a little bit of deeper insight into to the kind of current state of neighboring, suggesting that, in fact, neighboring may very much be alive in America and an important part of kind of the everyday support that people get.
What do these results tell you? Basically, 12% of people involved in social networking, 29% phone calls, 10% text, 16% email. This is how we relate to people more instead of just face-to-face conversation. So how are these neighborhood relationships evolving?
Well, you know, that points to a really big misconception about how the Internet is affecting people's relationships in their local communities. And that particular finding suggests that about 70% of Americans are interacting with their neighbors in person every month. But on top of that, an additional 16% are interacting by email, and another 12% are interacting by social networking services like Facebook.
Are people just more reluctant to get out there and meet other people these days, or what?
Well, you know, that doesn't seem to be it at all. When we look at that data a little bit closer, it's not a substitution. It turns out that those people who are interacting more online are the same people that are interacting more offline. And there's an additional finding buried in there, and that is that while we often kind of blame the younger generation for a kind of loss of local interaction, it turns out they're really leading the way in terms of interacting online with their local neighbors, possibly providing a kind of a new entryway into a lifestyle that historically never really happened until you were older and with children.
So pay more attention to your kids and meet your neighbor, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Do appreciate you joining us again. That is sociologist Keith Hampton with a look at some new findings on just how neighborly we've become.